my formal book, I wrote about the work of the Jesus Christ. And by the power of the Spirit, even in the by the power of the God's Spirit, then Jesus was actually teaching. Then with the power of the Holy Spirit, he really drove out the demon, healed the people. Even upon the cross, with the filling of the Holy Spirit, then he really finished his task. Then after he resurrected for 40 days, then he really preached, talking about the God's kingdom, because he is really resurrected Christ. For 40 days, just like how the Spirit of God told him, he was actually talking. Even after the resurrection, he didn't really have all this power. He didn't really use this power. By the power of the Holy Spirit, when you really, just like that, just like him, you should really make sure that as an evangelist, you should have the life of that. By the work of the Holy Spirit, God's kingdom should be established. Not to really just preach the gospel and then share the gospel. The Holy Spirit should be working upon them. When the Holy Spirit comes on you, then you first and most, you have to first seek the God and God's kingdom. So it's not really about the evangelism, it's not really about just the preaching the gospel, the action itself, but rather it's about the God's kingdom comes upon them. Then living with the Spirit of God is what we call the life of the evangelist. Then you should really be led by the Holy Spirit. What you have to prepare is that you really have to prepare the vessel. If you're full of your own thoughts, you cannot be led by the Holy Spirit. What is the God's guidance? By the Word of God and the prayer. That's how you can actually be led by the Holy Spirit. So you have to have the God's Word, you pray, then at this place, then by the work of the Holy Spirit, going to somewhere. It's not really the one you really have to preach this gospel to this person in this place. So not only that you go to the all the people and preach the gospel, first and most, you should really have the authority. You should really first have the victory in the spiritual battle. Then Luke 10:19. Then Matthew 3:13-15 said, Jesus went up on the mountain, called him those he wanted, and they came to him and then gave them the authority to drive out the demons. Then what is important is that you have to gain the power through the prayer. So Jesus always said that asked before you preach the gospel, you really have to pray and receive the spiritual strength so that they can actually really be able to proclaim the gospel. At 3, the prayer time, this Peter actually met this crippled man. So most important thing is that prayer. And through the prayer, you have to receive the power. Then the word itself has the power. It's not about your personality. It's not about your talking skill. When you really talk about the God's word, then the God's word itself has its own power. When you really talk about the God's word, instead of talking about your experience, you have to talk about the God's word. To who? To all the people, because they all need the gospel. So he said that go to all the nations and preach them the gospel. To all the nations, you have to proclaim the word of God. You should really restore the power of prayer and power of God's word. Each one of you and each one of us really have, God really has that time schedule. No matter where we go there, then God really wants us to evangelize them. Then God has the best, greatest plan. In your field, in the field itself, may be really hardship, hard time. It's difficult, all this, but no matter where you go, all this part is your missionary field. So Paul really said this. There are lots of people of God. So there are people who are actually remaining. You really have to pray for them. Most important field in yourself is the family. You repent, but you really have to pray for your family. Your family is your cross. It's not the burden. Now, Jesus actually said that you have to carry my cross. But it's not really the burden. But if you really carry the cross of Jesus, it may not really look like, but you have to rely on them, rely on Christ, and you carry the cross. Then Acts 19:30, it says, believe in the Lord Christ, and yourself and your family will be saved. And then for the evangelist, there'll be the answer. Waiting. Those people who are really praying for the sake of the evangelism. Then all these people who accept the gospel will be attached. And all these people who really need to listen to the gospel will be attached. If you are not really showing any interest of the gospel evangelism, if you are really praying, if those who are really interested in, then people will be attached. Then you've been called as the light and the salt of this world. Then God will give you the grace. As the minister, you should really have that grace. Because Satan is looking for the place where you don't have, there is no grace. Because you are the light and the salt of this world, you have to really receive grace. Then God will be the one who will really open the door. Until it's opened, because God is the one who closed the door, then don't try to open it. If God said go and go, it's like a dog. If God says stop, then you stop. And if God said go, then you gotta go. But if God is the one who opened up the door of the evangelism, then you really have to tell them, preach them boldly. What if they are not open up themselves, but you just try to open themselves? Then they will not be able to accept. So every day you have to be led by the Holy Spirit, not your thought, not the worldly way. It's not really about all this being logical or God really, what is the God's plan? Then please work upon this field. that your preparation doesn't really save the soul. Because God is the one who will work upon them, and please work upon them. So please, every day, fill with me the Holy Spirit. Because it's your sin that will really make you be apart from God. Then Satan will be really trying to give you the temptation that, yes, you can actually do believe in God and then try to follow, but try to do all these things in your own way. But you can be very victorious against Satan. So every day you have to be guided by the Holy Spirit, then experience the work of the Holy Spirit and be filled with the Holy Spirit. I bless all of you to really have all these things. Please bless all the people who really make the resolution to really live like the evangelist and give all these three things of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.